Congratulations to the 989 cadets who graduated from the United States Air Force Academy today. President Trump was their commencement speaker, and he had an America First message for them.
And we're restoring the fundamental principle that our first obligation and highest loyalty is to the American citizen. No longer will we sacrifice America's interests to any foreign power. We don't do that anymore.
Across the country, here in Massachusetts, German Chancellor Angela Merkel also delivered a commencement address to the graduates at Harvard University.
Veränderungen zum Guten sind möglich, wenn wir sie gemeinsam angehen.
Changes for the better are possible if we tackle them together.
In Alleingängen wird das nicht gelingen.
If we were to go it alone, we could not achieve much.
Mehr denn je müssen wir multilateral statt unilateral denken und handeln.
More than ever, our way of thinking and our actions have to be multilateral rather than unilateral.
Two very different worldviews there. Merkel's trip to the U.S. comes as her decade and a half in power is winding down. The World's Matthew Bell looks back at the German leader's legacy.
It's the sort of nickname that wouldn't fly these days, but it's also an indication of how far Angela Merkel has come since she started out working with her political mentor, the former chancellor, Helmut Kohl.
He called her mein Mädchen, which in this day and age of Me Too, we would never tolerate because the translation is my little girl.
Catherine Kluver Ashbrook is at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
For someone who is now such a powerful player as Angela Merkel is, that seems like an anachronism.
Kluver Ashbrook, who's also a German citizen, says the leader of the free world title is one that Angela Merkel has never really embraced herself. It's something people started calling her for the way she handled a newly elected President Trump.
She said, there is a principled part of my leadership that we will continue to honor, and if that means pushing back against this administration, we will.
Merkel grew up outside of Berlin in the former East Germany, the daughter of a Protestant pastor. In 1990, she was deputy spokesman for the East German government. After reunification, Merkel went on to become minister for the environment. In 2005, she became Germany's first female chancellor. She's always been known as a savvy and careful politician, but two of her most significant decisions were quite radical. One was in 2011. To transform the German economy by phasing out nuclear power.
That will definitely be a legacy item of hers. We call it in German the Energiewende, the radical switch in how Germany does its energy policy, which is all linked to climate change. And that was something that she decided upon after the Fukushima accidents. She said right away, look, this is where we need to make a drastic change.
Merkel's other radical move came in 2015, when she essentially decided to open Germany's borders to hundreds of thousands of migrants from Syria and beyond.
Germany has been very lucky after the disasters of the past to have the right chancellor for the right moment.
Karl Kaiser spent many years as a political advisor in Germany, and he's also a fellow at Harvard. He says Merkel showed the rest of the world how a moral leader responds to a crisis.
A Germany that has the Nazi regime and the Holocaust in its past had to open when thousands and thousands of women, children, and men were at the border of Germany, and she did the right thing. Had she closed the border, it would have been a disaster for the country.
But inside Germany, the story of the migrant crisis is complicated. Julianne Smith is an analyst with the Center for a New American Security. She's based in Berlin. Smith says the data show that many of the migrants who've settled in Germany in the last few years are doing well, integrating, beginning successful new lives.
But the perception is that these refugees are going to create future challenges for Germany, namely that these refugees will be taking away jobs that are reserved for Germans.
And that has been a political gift to the far right, not just in Germany, but elsewhere in Europe. Angela Merkel's legacy is also her endurance, says Daniel Dresner of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University.
Whatever you think, and there's a lot to criticize in terms of Merkel's legacy, Germany as a whole did relatively well despite the most serious financial crisis in 100 years.
Dresner says other parts of Europe did less well, in part because of policies pushed by Merkel at that moment of crisis.
In some ways, Merkel's greatest legacy was her insistence about a year after the 2008 financial crisis of the need for austerity as a way to arrest the crises in Greece and in other southern European countries. And that proved to be an unmitigated disaster.
For all the talk about immigration being a catalyst in the rise of the populist right in Europe, Dresner says the pain caused by fiscal austerity played an important role there, too. When I asked experts who will take over for Merkel as the future leader of the free world when she ends her time in office, one name that came up was Emmanuel Macron. The president of France has tried to articulate a vision for the future of Europe as a successful multi-state project for peace and prosperity. But Macron is very unpopular at home, so he has nothing like the political mandate that Merkel has had for over a decade. Then there's Merkel's apparent political successor. Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer's nickname is AKK. She's expected to take over leadership of Merkel's party next year. But AKK has been struggling in the polls, and the same goes for most parties in the political center. In Germany and elsewhere in Europe, it's parties from the far left and the far right that seem to be gaining strength. So it's not just that there isn't another Angela Merkel waiting in the wings. It's that the conditions for a global leader like her just aren't there right now. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.